Sunday, John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, turned away from mainstream political discussion and wrote about the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. But as he tells Roby Brock with our partner Talk Business and Politics, there was still a political element infused in his column.
It was a political story that happened to sideswipe sports. You know, I have railed, as many have, for years against the General Improvement Fund, the legislators taking equal shares of surplus funds, and then they just get to pass it out without any accounting, without any pre-audit, by their whims. It's now discontinued. It's now been declared unconstitutional in the way it's done, and is now also at the center of
a lot of controversy, a criminal investigation, yes,
in which indictments are being returned. But one year I was looking at it, and I was at the end of the session. If you know, back in the day when it was blowing and going, at the end of it, there'd just be this laundry list of authorized projects that the before they started ratting it through these planning development districts. And North Little Rock legislators were given $100,000 to the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame, not for capital improvement, just for their money. To bail them out or augment their, and I thought, come on, really? This is just a classic example of legislators using public money for dubious purposes without any accountability. And I said, this is a 501c3. It has a big banquet, honors the state's sports heroes, puts them in this Hall of Fame. They ought to be able to take care of it themselves. I even proposed that some legislator give me $100,000 and I'd start a journalist hall of fame, and I would be the executive director, and I would put on a dinner, and I would also induct myself in the first class. And I had one poor misguided soul legislator the next day take me seriously.
He took you up on it.
If you get your 501c3 set up, 501c3, we'll do that. So, but in the course of it, people began to talk to me about the Hall of Fame, and over the years I have made references to African-American standouts in Arkansas sports history who are not in, and some questionable, well-connected insiders, white folks, are in. Okay. And then I also, there was a year when somebody absconded with some money, and I have made references to that over there. So that's how it came to be that I was like the leading critic of the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. I didn't set out to do it. It just happened. So they're actually making improvements. They're inducting four standout excellent choices, three of them overdue this weekend. And the director sent me an email, attached the list of inductees, and wanted me to come by and visit. And I did, and I think it made people have responded to it as a column. So, you know, I had an editor tell me once, surprise your readers sometimes. Just come in with something that's, you know, get off of Trump today and get on something that might be different. That kind of, and it's an old columnist thing, and to do something different from time to time. But, seems to have been well received.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. You can read his columns in the paper as well as at arkansasonline.com. He talked with Roby Brock from our partner Talk Business and Politics. They sit down for a conversation almost every week. And you can follow other state developments, both in business and politics, at talkbusiness.net. This is Ozarks at Large.